New Orleans abounds in spirits. Nowadays, not all of them are of the ethereal kind. The craft alcohol scene here is booming. We have 20 local breweries, and the distillery scene is taking off, too. New Orleans will have 8 craft distilleries by the end of this year. Today, we're talking to Megan Moreland Taliancich, co-founder and chief brand officer of Happy Raptor, a newcomer on the distillery scene. Happy Raptor is a thoughtful blend of entrepreneurship, neighborhood revitalization, and New Orleans-inspired rums. Welcome, Megan, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Okay, first of all, why the name?
Oh, my goodness. So my husband, Mark Taliancich, one of my co-founders, and I, we have a 3-year-old now in December. And when we were naming the company, he was about 6 months old. And we thought he sounded like a happy velociraptor, like Jurassic Park. And it just seemed to fit. And, you know, the funny thing is now that I share that story with other parents, it seems to be pretty common. A lot of parents say, oh, my kid sounded like a pterodactyl. So, okay.
As long as, does he move like a velociraptor too? Because most 3-year-olds do.
Oh, yes. Opening all the doors.
Okay, so tell me about the company. You and your husband and another partner co-founded this.
Right.
Why do we need a craft distillery? What sparked the idea?
So the Happy Raptor team is made up of myself, of course, my husband, Mark, and then our great friend, Peter, who was our next door neighbor. And it was a dream of Mark and I since we got married in the Caribbean, as a matter of fact. I have a master's degree in French. I did a lot of research in the French West Indies. And Mark was already passionate about the subject, but it was really our time spent in Martinique and that region of the world that really sparked the dream of opening a distillery. And then Peter was excited about it, too. And we were a perfect team, a perfect fit. And, you know, as far as the craft distilling scene is in New Orleans, it's really a fascinating and an exciting place to open this sort of a business for a lot of reasons. One of them being that many people don't realize that right here in New Orleans, we have the second oldest distillery founded in the United States after Prohibition, Old New Orleans, Celebration Distillation, that makes Old New Orleans rum. And the hoops they must have gone through over 2 decades ago to open their doors. And a lot of those restrictions have recently been lifted. And so we're seeing a little bit of a resurgence here. Based on our population, we are just, you know, getting into this really gorgeous new industry that creates a passion for local agriculture, that engages the community. And especially here in New Orleans, we're drinking all year long. That's the crazy part of it. You know, even in a recession or a hurricane, people still want to celebrate and they want to be, you know, having fun and creating memories with the people around them. And those are very social events. And so you need a really good rum to get you through that.
So you have 2 flavors that you're launching with, the hibiscus and then
That's
also
right.
a Bananas Foster, which sounds
Yes.
very New Orleans. Why
Yeah.
those two?
One of the things my husband likes to say is, at Happy Raptor, we're not building a temple to rum. We really are building a place where the rum is created with care, but we're also inspired by our community, our culture, and the things that give us joy. And so what are 2 of the things that bring us joy? Certainly the hibiscus rum and the memories that it creates for us and our family and how well it fits into just the flavors that we know in the city. And then the Bananas Foster, certainly because it's New Orleans, also because it's absolutely my husband's favorite dessert. And, you know, it's versatile a different way, too. The hibiscus lends itself really well to cocktails, and you could drink any of this neat. You know, it's absolutely delicious. But the Bananas Foster does really well in, like, a seasonal cocktail. And you can also cook with it really nicely. When you throw it into like a bread pudding recipe, it's really special. So they serve different purposes, but they're just as delicious.
I can't wait to try them. You can keep up with the new distillery's progress, its flavors, its opening hours at happyraptor.com. Thank you so much, Megan, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.